Talking now on our Wes Hancock Coaches Show here on KIOW with the head coach of the Wes Hancock Eagles in boys basketball, Jordan Savoy. And coach, for the listeners at home that aren't familiar with you, can you kind of quickly tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I graduated from West Hancock in 2015, was the captain of the state basketball team my senior year that made it down to state, and I joined the coaching staff about 5 years ago and became the head coach last year.
Who makes up your coaching staff this year?
JT Merriam is the head assistant, and he's the head JV coach, with Dylan Eccles and Ryan Johnson as two volunteers for us.
Where does your passion for basketball come from?
I think it just started out in the early age with my dad, just wanting to watch basketball with me and just falling in love with the game there and just shooting outside with my friends, and then turning into what coaches, you know, poured into my lives throughout middle school, high school, and then wanting to do the same for the kids when I came back from college.
What are you looking forward to this year?
I think we have a really talented group of kids and that want to learn the game of basketball, which I'm excited to just kind of dig more deeply into the style of basketball more than just playing basketball.
What are your goals and expectations for the team this year?
I would say the goal is to continue to get better every day with the kids, but also I really like scoring the ball, so I really want to score more points than we did last year, and we're off to a good start doing that.
Tell me a little bit about the team and who makes up the Eagles this year.
Yeah, we have three returning players that are really good key contributors, with Nate Bixel, Paxton Johnson, and Carson Bruins, all returning starters, bringing in a lot of varsity experience. And then we have two transfers in. One is the new superintendent's son, Cooper McLaughlin, who's been a key piece. And then Keegan Albertson has been another key piece that transferred in last January.
4 games into the season, Coach, can you kind of just quickly tell me how those four contests have gone?
I've been pleased with a couple games and disappointed on a couple games, but first, Lake Mills, we had a really good game plan coming in. The boys were excited to play, and Lake Mills is a very talented team, and we lost by 3. Free throws were kind of the name of the game there, and we fell short. First, Eagle Grove, we turned the ball over way too many times. We kind of lost to ourselves, where like our Eagle Grove were hitting shots, taking care of the ball, and we were turning the ball over and just kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. Versus Garner, we played a very good team. We got down early, but the boys fought back, showed some determination and grit, and we fought back in the second half, and our defense stepped up, only allowing them to score about 13 points, I believe, in the second half. So that was pretty special. And then last night, kind of ran into a buzzsaw of North Union. We didn't do ourselves any favor, but North Union is a very talented team, and up there, they know how to win in their gym. So have some good highlights, but a lot of stuff we can work on.
Scheduled to have 6 games until we talk again in a few weeks. What are you looking for in that time?
I preach to these boys, and they're going to continue to hear it, but effort. If you give effort, no matter what you're doing, you're going to be in the right place. But if we're not putting effort on the defensive side or even effort on the offensive side, then we're not going to be winning many games. So if our kids show effort and the want to be out there, then I think we're in a good place. But if we're not showing effort, then we're going to end up doing what we did versus Eagle Grove and North Union.
Coach, last question here. Obviously, with winter weather in Iowa, this could change. But how nice is it to have a pretty balanced schedule in terms of the first and second half, kind of being even in home and road games, and then no more than two consecutive home or road games in a row, again, at least for now?
Yeah, that's nice. I think last year we had four or five away games in a row, and you just can't get in a rhythm because we're always dreading to ride the bus for a while, and it's nice to sprinkle in home games just so we can, you know, get the fans involved. Away games, it's tougher to get fans there just because, like you said, winter weather, but home games, our crowd usually does a really good job of showing out and supporting the kids, and it's been nice the first couple home games we've had.
Great, Coach. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll talk to you again in just a few weeks, and until then, best of luck.
Thanks, Josiah.
That has been the West Hancock boys basketball head coach, Jordan Savoy, here on our West Hancock Coaches Corner program on KIOW.